Where was the toddler who had pulled off his shoes to taste them? The boy climbing trees and standing up on his bike with no hands? Somehow, that sweet daredevil boy had become this young man. David's heart filled, beating with such intensity that he wondered for a moment if he might be having a heart attack. He was young for that, only 46, but such a thing might happen. Slowly, slowly, David let himself relax into this darkness, closing his eyes, letting the music, Paul's music, move through him in waves. Tears rose in his eyes and his throat ached. He thought of his sister standing on the porch and singing in her clear, sweet voice. Music was a silvery language it seemed she'd been born speaking, just as Paul had. A deep sense of loss rose up in him, so forceful, woven of so many memories. June's voice and Paul slamming the door shut behind him, and Nora's clothes scattered on the beach. His newborn daughter released into Caroline Gill's waiting hands. Too much, too much. David was on the verge of weeping. He opened his eyes and made himself go through the periodic table. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, so the knot in his stomach would not twist into tears. It worked, as it always worked in the operating room, to focus his attention. He pushed it all back. June, the music, the powerful rushing love he felt for his son. Paul's fingers came to rest on the guitar. David pulled his hand from Nora's. Fiercely, he applauded.
"Are you all right?" she asked, glancing at him. "Are you okay, David?"
He nodded, still not quite trusting himself to speak.
"He's good," he said at last, barking the words out. "He's good."
"Yes," she nodded. "That's why he wants to go to Juilliard."
She was still clapping, and when Paul looked in their direction, she blew him a kiss.
"Wouldn't that be wonderful if it could happen? He has a few years left to practice still, and if he gives it everything he has, who knows?"
Paul bowed, left the stage with his guitar. The applause swelled high.
"Everything he has?" David repeated. "What if it doesn't work out?"
"What if it does?"
"I don't know," David said slowly. "I just think he's too young to shut doors."
"He's so talented, David. You heard him. What if this is a door opening?"
"But he's only 13.
"Yes, and he loves music. He says he's most alive when he's playing the guitar."
"But it's such an unpredictable life. Can he make a living?"
Nora's face was very serious. She shook her head.
"I don't know. But what's that old saying? Do what you love and the money will follow. Don't shut the door on his dream."
"I won't," David said. "But I worry. I want him to be secure in life. And Juilliard is a long shot, no matter how good he is. I don't want Paul to get hurt."
Nora opened her mouth to speak, but the auditorium grew quiet as a young woman in a dark red dress came on with her violin, and they turned their attention to the stage.